Global warming and how human activity contributes to it are front and center here. As conference delegates meet elsewhere, author Bill McKibben makes the rounds in the hotel lobbies, talking about the need for action now. In his best-selling book, Earth, McKibben argues that an 0.8% rise in temperature has already changed the planet irreversibly, and that catastrophe awaits if it goes much higher.
The Arctic is melting quickly. Russia caught on fire this summer. Pakistan drowned. The ocean's 30% more acid than it used to be. We're in tough shape with less than a degree of temperature increase.
McKibben says the threat is confirmed continually by scientific data, yet world leaders have yet to produce an effective plan to meet the challenge.
Scientific method has worked pretty well. The political method hasn't worked at all.
But while delegates debate possible agreements, many people around the world on their own have developed plans to reduce emissions. Even private companies are contributing ideas. Google is here with a large version of Google Earth that allows people to visit various parts of the world to check on the effects of climate change. Google representative Raleigh Seamster says a tribe in Brazil put its forest online to gain international support.
Now that these partners have their forest visualized on Google Earth, they can use this via creating a Google Earth tour that explains why the forest is important, that they can show to people, they can demo it to decision makers, and they can also create YouTube videos.
I wanted to welcome you.
The internet was also key in drawing hundreds of young people around the world to join a coalition called Youngo. They keep in touch by email and social media, and they came here to push for action. Jeremy Osborne from New York City says his generation sees what needs to be done to curb climate change.
Young people are probably making those connections more easily because they've been brought up with the issue with the science much more so than older generations, but everyone's beginning to get on board.
One Youngo member who came here is Longish from Singapore. She says she connected with other young activists online and is now here with them meeting with delegates and decision makers.
Over here is you are able to talk to the person, you get to meet everybody, and you can do it in a much more relaxed manner because you sort of can go out for coffee and it's a lot more efficient, really.
These young people hope their activism will eventually bring about change that could prevent the worst consequences of global warming. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Cancun, Mexico.